The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Since we were on the air, and so now that we're back on the air, we ought to get it from first gear to second gear. What do you say about that? I'm Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. My allergies are doing a nice job of kicking in. However, my friend Kara Schillen's voice and mind are working perfectly, so where I drop out, she'll drop in. And, well, actually, we have a lot of people dropping in, as is the case in this hour of the program, when we try to go in-depth into three or four top stories, conversational stories, things that people are talking about, and who is being talked about more than Donald Trump, the last man standing, the last person standing, at least as far as the Republican Party is concerned. After the Indiana primary the other day, John Kasich released a statement that he was staying in the race. However, he made this announcement 24 hours ago.
Throughout my campaign, I have said the Lord may have another purpose for me. And it's that all the pundits of Twitter, does that mean he's not committed or he's not focused or he's not energetic? It showed to some degree how little they understand about life. You see, I have always said that the Lord has a purpose for me, as he has for everyone. And as I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life.
All right, so doesn't sound like there's much enthusiasm even in his voice for what he's doing. You can hear a lot from listening to people, watch their body language, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How would you feel? Think about it. Put yourself in the place of all of these people, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, the Bush campaign, all these people who had stars in their eyes, wanted to be president, working hard for the most part. Not all of them did, but I think that there was a lot of real focus. John Kasich worked and wanted it. You could tell, you could feel it, you could sense it, and there seemed to be honor in his campaign. So the speculation begins on what made John Kasich decide to drop out. Here's Philip Rucker from the Washington Post.
It looked like he couldn't catch Donald Trump for a while, but what changed is Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, essentially declared Donald Trump the presumptive nominee, and that set forth just a complete shift in the narrative and psychology of this race. We woke up and everybody's referring to Trump as the nominee, and if you're John Kasich, how do you go forward if your party is moving on without you?
Yeah, it's gotta be, you gotta be strong to do this. It really is tough when you face all those odds. Man, I take my hat off to all the people, even if the list of candidates wasn't what I thought could have been the best. An uphill battle for a lot of people. But as Trump said yesterday or the day before, whenever he said it, there is admiration for those who have fought the good fight. Your thoughts, facebook.com/good day, twitter@good day, instagram.com/good day live, good day show. Here's Ramon saying, the problem with the Republicans is that they run a campaign the same way all the time. I like Ted Cruz, but he didn't do anything different to draw people. When he tried to defend himself, he was horrible at it. It was humiliating to watch him lose. I think that may be it. I don't know that it does any good now. I haven't been a Cruz supporter at all, ever, from the beginning. I wasn't a supporter of most of the others. I thought Carly Fiorina had some promise, frankly. I liked Jeb Bush as a person. Thought he might have been, had he gotten into that position, better than his brother. But that's not, what are we looking for here? We're looking at all of those people, with the exception of Fiorina and Trump and Sanders, represent that which is. And that which is doesn't work. We all pretty much agree, maybe not for the same reason, but we agree that things are not going well in our country. So what's the alternative? Here's Jake Tapper talking to Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard, who wanted Cruz to anybody but Trump. And he says, Kristol, he's just another voice, but yet they give him some credibility as to why he won't vote for Trump.
What are you going to do? I'm not with Trump, but I'm not with her. So I'm looking for an independent candidate. I think there Ben Sasse, senator from Nebraska, very bright, young, promising senator, has said he can't support Donald Trump and he doesn't want to support Hillary Clinton. Let Ben Sasse run. He can take Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, who will not accept being Trump's vice presidential candidate. Maybe she'd like to run with Sasse. They can argue about which order to have the ticket in. So I'm saying right here on CNN, Sasse, Haley, Haley, Sasse, they're both fine with me. No, I would like there to be an independent Republican candidate because I can't support Trump and I can't support Clinton.
If it comes down to it and it's Clinton versus Trump and maybe you have Gary Johnson running on the Libertarian ticket, would you vote for Gary Johnson?
No, write in someone, you know, appropriate.
But you're never Trump. You're not voting for him.
No, I just don't think he has the character to be president of the United States.
All right. Well, Bill, who cares what you think? The Weekly Standard has been forgettable and pretty useless for quite a long time. Your time has come and gone, and why anybody would give you any credibility at this point is a mystery to me. Bill Kristol used to have important things to say, and that's not just because he doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump. I just think he's passé. I think a lot of the politicians are passé. I think a lot of the commentators are passé, and it's time for a new world order. Whether Donald Trump will make things the way those of us who are dissatisfied with things generally speaking, time will tell. So, what are we doing? Comment-wise, Joni writes, makes it easier for Cruz to take the nomination at a brokered convention. Old-style partygoers aren't going to allow Trump to run as a Republican, not without a big fight. Once the first vote is down, people can vote for whomever they want. Unfortunately, that's how they have it set up right now. Well, if that happens, there'll be a real revolution, and it'll be the end of the Republican Party. That would be my observation. Your observations, welcome. Lots of comments coming in. Let's work around them and listen to what people are saying about Trump and where he is at the moment and where the Republicans are at the moment. It's 14 past the hour here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
In the news, should parents talk to their teens about sex? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Teen pregnancy rates are down, way down. And this is good, but compared to the rest of the world, they're still ferociously high. For example, Sweden has 10 times less teen pregnancies than we do. The feds tell us the rates are down because of better contraception like IUDs, plus teens, believe it or not, are holding off on sex until they're older. Here's the thing. Contrary to TV shows, teens do listen to their parents, so talk to them. DCOC advice? When talking to your teens about sex, it's not just about the technical stuff like safe sex. It's about sex in the context of love and relationships, plus the consequences of sex. Ask them if a baby appears, who will look after it? Where will they get money for food, for diapers, for clothes? Put sex into reality. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Check out my website, drchambersoncall.com, for my latest podcast.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Mother's Day is Sunday. You know that, right? I would like to invite you to share a picture of your mother or some special woman in your life. I would like to recognize your mom on Mother's Day. And if you send a picture along and a note about what makes your mom so special, that would be cool. We're going to ask you to email the pictures to gooddaypics@gmail.com. gooddaypics@gmail.com. And in turn, we're going to post them in an Honoring Mother's 2016 Facebook album. It'll be on the Good Day Facebook page. So send the pictures of your mother or the special woman in your life to gooddaypics@gmail.com. gooddaypics@gmail.com. And we'll honor your mother or the special lady who is in your life. We're talking about Mr. Cruz dropping out, Mr. Kasich dropping out, and Donald Trump revving things up. Joe Scarborough talked to Donald Trump yesterday about whether he'll get Ted Cruz's endorsement.
You brutalized a lot of them. Jeb Bush, low energy. Ted Cruz, lying Ted Cruz. I mean, we go down the list. How do you now, especially after yesterday, how do you get people like Ted Cruz to endorse you and unite this party? You're talking about uniting the party. Even yesterday, you were talking about Lee Harvey Oswald. So how do you turn around and unite the party today?
Well, I've gotten a lot of calls from people that were far more brutal than Ted was, and they want to join the team. In fact, I said to them, how can you do that after what you said? They said, don't worry about it. That's not a problem, because they're politicians. You know, it's talk. Yeah. And I've had calls. I'll have to tell you about them, but I mean, calls really wanting to get on immediately. And this was as of a week ago, even yeah. 2 weeks ago, when it was looking like we were going to do well.
Do you care if Ted Cruz endorses you?
Well, I think it would be nice. You know, I've been saying for a long time that there are some people that I almost don't want their endorsement, Republicans. I really don't, because it was too rough, and they were too nasty, and I don't think it's going to matter, frankly. You know, it's going to be me, and I am a Republican, and I'll do a good job.
So what do you think? That's an interesting, isn't it? A bit of analysis there. Then there are those in the mainstream media with their news analysis. It's early, but Donald Trump has an uphill battle. Well, they've been saying that all along, right? Isn't that what they've been saying? Donald Trump, here's Ernesto writing, never Trump, everything I stand for is against what Trump and Clinton stand for. Daniel writes, Doug, I've heard you say on more than one occasion that you would vote for Michael Bloomberg if he were running. Bloomberg is a nanny state socialist. If you support that, you're a socialist too. Go ahead and admit it, vote Hillary. Really? Daniel, you think you know me that well, do you? Huh. Ah, that's very interesting. What kind of ice cream do I like the best? What do you think, Kara? What kind of ice cream do you like best?
Ooh, have you ever had Ben and Jerry's Half Baked?
No, I don't like that.
It's got brownies and cookie dough. Very good.
Thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sort of set the stage for this music. Good Day program, always into music at this portion of the hour. 23, actually almost 24 after the hour. At a recent American Country Countdown Awards ceremony, Toby Keith performed a tribute to Merle Haggard, and he was on stage with Merle's band, The Strangers, and that means that his wife Teresa is singing there, his children Ben and Dana are there. So this is Toby Keith at the ACC Awards with a focus on Merle Haggard. It's pretty good stuff.
I remember knowing who's a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town.
I really like this a lot.
I love this.
To change my mind, mama tried. I turned 21 in prison, living a life without parole. Mama tried.
This is a big Merle Haggard hit, as you've seen.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't, you mentioned Jennifer, Toby Keith, and we sort of talk about, I'm not that familiar with him, but I certainly like this and the sound of him. This is the kind of music I love this stuff.
Frankly. That's the kind of country I love, old school Merle Haggard country.
Yeah.
Toby's kind of a unique hybrid because, you know, right now it's that very poppy Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean country music sound that I like a lot, but no, it's not for everybody. Toby is sort of a bridge between that pop country and the old time country, definitely more rooted in old time country.
Yeah.
Listen,
Kara, crank this up. Listen to more of this Toby Keith tribute to Merle Haggard at the ACC.
And today, I started loving you.
That's great.
Yeah,
very. He does.
All right.
From everything I've read, this was the emotional highlight of that award show.
Yeah.
People went nuts for it.
There ought to be a lot of tributes to him. What's this song? Crank it up, Karen.
I don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and
stay here and drink.
All
right, now. Also, as we
we highlight the American Country Countdown Awards, the tribute to Merle Haggard, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He celebrated by going for Mexican. They went into a restaurant with Haggard's 23-year-old son, Ben. Toby spotted a karaoke machine. He couldn't resist paying tribute to another country legend. So this is Toby Keith actually in the restaurant with a karaoke. I guess you'd say there's a karaoke tribute to Kenny Rogers. This is what was posted on Instagram. This is his video from an iPhone.
Yeah.
Ben Haggard. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, he got a great voice. Crowd loves it, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they all know it's him?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's like 6'5". He's sticking out like a third bump. Listen to those notes. I had no idea he could sing like that. As soon as I found this video, I was so excited to share it because I could not believe how great he sounded.
That's awesome. Do we repost things like that on our Instagram?
Yes, we will.
Do that?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. I think that would be cool to have that there. That is really, I'm now very focused. Thank you, Jennifer. Toby Keith.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah,
thanks for finding that, Victor. That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. I feel like I'm learning good country stuff from you, Jen. This is great. I'll help a sister out.
After the hour, a good day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My best friend, and I love you.
Let me affiliate with you and your thoughts. This is the Good Day program. How do you do? Welcome in. 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It is Thursday, Cinco de Mayo Day. Do you pay attention? Do you care? What difference does it make? The only reason I pay attention to it is because it was my father's birthday, May 5th, 1914. My father was born, and he died on November the 12th, 2004. He had an interesting life, and that's all I think about on May 5th. I don't think about the people who are celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Just for one, this is one person's opinion about how foolish it is, but I think there are a lot of so-called holidays that are foolish. And so what's the big deal? Because I feel this way, Karen and I were talking about this, because I feel a certain way, that doesn't mean that you have to feel that way. You don't have to agree with me. I have an opinion. You have an opinion. Share your opinion. Share your thoughts. Somebody very critical of me and what I think of Donald Trump? Swell. people are critical of me and what I think about what's going on in our financial realities here. I may have an opinion on the Ghostbusters trailer. What is there to this? People think they got to agree with the person who's on the radio. No, you don't have to agree with me at all. Matter of fact, it's more interesting if you don't, as long as you're not disrespectful. Disagreeing without being disagreeable is thought-provoking and good for your brain. And so I lay that on you. As in-depth, we dig around a couple of more things going on here today. The continuing conversation about the Iwo Jima photo. Have you ever actually looked at that picture? These are the servicemen who raise the flag on Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima, February 23rd, 1945. If you look at the picture, you can't tell who's in the picture because you don't see any faces. What you see are four men, maybe, I think there's five, actually, five men who are raising the flag on top of the mountain. And if you look at it, it almost looks like the rubble comes from, it looks like a bad movie. Actually, almost, with all of the rubble and debris that's there, and you think you see pieces of, if you really look at it, like helmets and bodies and that sort of thing. But that isn't really what we're focused on. We're focused on this photograph. People describe it as American patriotism, depicting our heroism and service members who made us proud, raising the flag over Iwo Jima. It was a hard-fought battle, end of World War II. The book and the movie Flags of Our Fathers came out of that. The image has become a symbol of the sacrifices that American troops have made. The Marine Corps has defended the picture for 70 years against accusations that it was staged and that some of the men were not correctly identified. And now the man who wrote the best-selling book, which chronicled how his father and five Marines came together to lift the flag on the photograph, has raised new doubts about the image, saying that he now believes his father wasn't actually even in the picture. James Bradley is his name, revealed his conclusion in an interview this week, days after the Marine Corps said it had opened an inquiry into whether the identification in the photograph was correct. Here from the Wall Street Journal, reporter Tanya Rivero talking about the Marines investigating this photo.
Soldiers raising the American flag in Iwo Jima in 1945 instantly became one of the iconic images of World War II. Now the Marine Corps is investigating whether it misidentified one of the servicemen in the famous photo after two amateur history buffs began raising questions about the picture. Associated Press photographer Joe Rosenthal took the celebrated photo on February 23, 1945, amid an intense and bloody battle between Japanese and American troops, which eventually lasted 5 weeks. Rosenthal was not able to get the names of the men after the photo had been taken. The Marines later identified the six men, which has been accepted for decades. Rene Gagnon, Ira Hayes, Harlan Block, Michael Strank, Franklin Sousley, and John Bradley. All were Marines except for Mr. Bradley, who was a naval corpsman. But according to two amateur historians, Eric Krell of Omaha, Nebraska, and Stephen Foley of Wexford, Ireland, Mr. Bradley wasn't in the photo. This is based on other images of Mr. Bradley taken during the same day the flag-raising photo was taken.
How about that? Yes, they give you food for that, doesn't it? All right, here's another reporter, Chip Reed, talking to Matthew Hansen about the discrepancies that have led some people, anyway, to believe one in the photo wasn't who everybody thought it was.
Omaha World Herald columnist Matthew Hansen first raised questions in 2014 after speaking with two history buffs who claimed the man at the center of the Associated Press photo didn't appear to be Bradley. Bradley cuffed his pants. The man in the picture did not. Bradley wore his helmet directly on his head. The other man had a soft cap under his. Bradley's belt also didn't match the one in the photo.
I think the case is pretty compelling and pretty convincing. It's hard to look at the evidence that they lay out and think that they're wrong.
Hmm. The cuffing of one's pants. Isn't that interesting? How to get down to that sort of detail. Reed also talked about Bradley, the man thought to have been in the photo, and the soldier who was actually part of the flag raising.
James Bradley was originally skeptical about the claims, but has since changed his mind. He says there were two flag raisings that day.
I've come to the conclusion that my father raised the first flag and not the second, more famous flag.
Bradley received the Navy Cross for heroically saving the life of an injured Marine at Iwo Jima. During the fierce month-long battle there, nearly 7,000 Americans lost their lives. If Bradley isn't the man in the photo, then who is? The sleuths think that's actually Franklin Sousley, and the man originally identified as Sousley is probably Private First Class Harold Schultz. Other photos and videos from that day showed the mystery man had a distinctive strap dangling from the front of his helmet, just like Schultz.
We're all interested in getting to the bottom of the story. These photos are part of American history.
I'm not interested in getting to the bottom. I don't care. Give them all credit. Give everybody credit. They are there as a representation of Marines and Army soldiers who sacrifice themselves. Who cares who's there? We make these foolish, we create these things. I'm looking at it, there are 284 comments on this thing. I just be thankful that we had people like this. That doesn't make any difference. I see no reason to separate out one person, seven people, 70 people. They're all... That was the era when people who put on a uniform and went to the theater of war were heroes. Whether they liked it, whether they wanted to be called that, whether they ever even acknowledged it, they were. Here are a couple of things as the live Twitter feed continues here. Twitter, at Good Day Show. Denise writes, regardless of who raised the flag, we owe such a debt to these men. Bob writes, really don't care who is there. Still motivating every time I see the picture. See, I agree with you, Bob, 100%. Donna writes, does it really matter? And pretty much I agree with all of the things that have been said here or that I'm reading. And again, for those of you who listen in this hour of the program that's on American Forces Radio, I wonder how much conversation you've devoted to this. It is an effort to memorialize heroism and, excuse me, what it was all about to fight in a real war and to win at what cost. So that's where I go with all this. Where do you go? In a moment, the hoopla about the Ghostbusters trailer. Have you seen it? If you haven't, we've got a little audio from it. That's up next here on Good Day.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GSK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps you open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. Cecilia Silguera.
Oh, thank you, Cecilia. I'm Doug Steffen. How about that? 47 after the hour. If the YouTube thumbs down reactions are to be believed, the new Ghostbusters film isn't going to go very far. The clip, which was released a month or so ago, featuring the first glimpses of Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones. These are the new action stars of the new Ghostbusters. It has, this trailer, earned the dubious distinction of being the most disliked trailer in YouTube history. Here's entertainment reporter Chris McKenna talking about that.
Rebooting a franchise is never easy, and Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, Kristen Wiig, and Leslie Jones are finding that out the hard way. The four funny women are starring in the remake reboot of the Ghostbusters franchise, this time with an all-female cast. Reactions to the first trailers have been subpar and underwhelming at best. While the video has reached 30.7 million views on YouTube, it has also broken a dubious record, receiving the most thumbs downs and down votes ever at 696,368. That number trumps its likes, which total under 228,000. The girls certainly have their work cut out for them.
All right, story at DougSteffen.com. If you want to sort of dig around in it, here are some of the comments on our Twitter feed. Don writes, "I'm an angry old man that barely laughs. I don't like SNL. I don't like Seinfeld. I stopped listening to pop music years ago. I thought the trailer looked like it would be a funny movie." So Don, continuing to be an anti-whatever. Peter writes, "Ghostbusters trailer looked okay to me." Maria writes, "You can blame part of the backlash on sexism. I think the main issue is it just doesn't look good. I was here for an all-female Ghostbusters, but it doesn't look good. Doesn't look like a good film. Does no justice to the tone and the intent of the original film and the franchise." See, that's what I think goes on. They use today's technology to create movies that do not have the flair, the fun, the feel of what the old one was all about and what brought people to the theater in the first place.
Yeah, I think a ton of people also just have kind of a special place in their heart for Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And so even if the movie is not even if the movie ends up being pretty good, people are just not going to accept it because it's different than the first one.
Yeah. That's not the same. That's people embrace difference, different things, like Donald Trump, but they don't. When it comes to movies, I want to go see the old stars and have a feel of the old film. 50 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Focus on Tech Talk Time, 53 past the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, focusing on all the Mother's Day gifts from Amazon, technology and gadgets. Just a moment away, you'll have some suggestions about how you get a hold of some of the most popular Amazon gadgets that you can give to your mommy for Mother's Day this weekend. Stand by for that next on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, speaking of ideas, let's at 55 past the hour get to some of these deals that are happening on Amazon with the gadgets that mom might like. We have the opportunity here. I hope people pay the most this kind of attention when it's Father's Day as well, Victoria.
Of course.
After all. All right, so what do we have that's a special deal here?
So Amazon's got some great sales going on right now. If you want to get an 8-gig Fire tablet, it's down to $40 now. The Kindle Paperweight is down to $100, and the Amazon Fire TV is down to $85. So there's some really great bargains happening right now on Amazon, and these sales end on Saturday, May 7th, so it's definitely a good time to start shopping. Now, they also have other things that are really cool, not just Amazon-related gadgets. Remember we were talking a few weeks ago about Polaroid cameras being really popular?
Yes, I remember that. Was a
so
deal, yes.
Amazon has a really great, which is perfect for mom, it's a Polaroid Snap instant digital camera. And so it's digital and it's also a Polaroid camera. And that's now on sale for $99 on Amazon.
Cool.
And then there are other things like you can get the Bodum French Press coffee maker, which is also a lovely, luxurious gift for mom. That's typically retails for $40, and today on Amazon it's $22.50.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
As opposed to the $100 version that you can get at, you know, Crate and Barrel or other Williams-Sonoma, other places like that.
Can you?
But yeah, the Kindle, all kinds of stuff, and even $16 off GoPro Hero waterproof camera. If mom's
why are we
super
promoting
adventurous.
This? No, I'm not getting paid for this. Why are we giving all this? Why are we helping Amazon so much?
Well, it's not Amazon. These are all different brands.
I know, but let's the heck with that. Amazon and its Prime delivery service, can they use that Prime delivery service to get this stuff for Mother's Day?
If you're a member of Prime, yes. PrimeNow.com, that's their new
site.
Look
at all the money Amazon's going to make. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Look at all the money Amazon's going to make from you having talked about this, and we're not going to get a nickel of it. You're not going to, I'm not going to. I don't.
Well, I'm going to call my friend who runs Amazon, and I'll make sure we change that.
Yeah, please. All right, so the other technical things that are of interest and importance, these racist trolls, the Old Navy ad, the interracial couple, Jack McCain, who's John McCain's son, is married to a black lady, Renee Swift is her name. She's an Air Force captain as well. Matter of fact, she outranks him. I think he's a lieutenant. She's a captain. And he took great exception, referring, he said, "I hope this one burns you too, you ignorant racists." I don't get what it is. The people who don't like, Old Navy's running an ad featuring an interracial couple, right?
Yes.
And people on Twitter have been very critical. People are nasty on Twitter.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sharing photos of their interracial families, and I think that's sort of what's backfiring here with those who have been those pigs on the air, or not on the air, but on Twitter. So, I don't know, do we retweet that stuff, the stuff from McCain? Should we approve of the message?
Yeah, why not?
59 past the hour, good day.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.